Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today's guest is Glenroy Gilbert, Olympic gold medalist and Athletics Canada coach for the Canadian Sprint and Relay team. Glenroy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So it's a pretty exciting time for you right now. Can you tell me about some of the athletes you're coaching heading towards Rio? Has the team been finalized yet?
No, I'm working closely with the men's 4x1, the women's 4x1, as well as our 4x4 women's team. So the three relay teams that we have essentially already qualified for the Olympic Games. So what I'm doing is working to get them more or less fine-tuning before the Games in Rio. This has been, I guess it's been a few months now that we're kind of coming down to it now and just putting in the finishing touches on our group. We haven't selected the team yet. That will come July 11th. Actually, it's the 7th to the 11th in Edmonton where the Canadian Olympic trials will be held.
Where is the majority of Canada's sprint talent coming from? What provinces?
Well, Ontario is always a hotbed, but you know, to be quite honest with you, a lot of the athletes are spread right across the country. It you know, you've got some guys out in Calgary and Edmonton, of course, out east, so Halifax and places like that. So it really, it's all over. Quebec has got a couple of people also that's part of our program. So it really is, you know, spread right out throughout the country.
How do you prepare the athletes for Rio when you haven't set the final team yet? Are you basically just focusing on Edmonton and then from there you'll fine tune towards Rio specifically?
No, what we do, and this is an ongoing program focus, is really to widen the pool of athletes that you have and basically work on developing the skills needed. Of course, there's the speed and then the fundamentals of relay running. And then, of course, giving them international exposure and ensuring that they're fit and healthy when it comes time to perform. Now, so if we start with a wide base, then we really just narrow it down to the four guys and four girls that you see on the track at the major event. Again, we have a wide base so we can pick and choose from any of those. But we put the four, I guess, best prepared, the ones that we feel can get the job done when it needs to happen on the track on the final day.
And what are you hoping for or expecting on that final day in Rio?
That's a great question. It's hard to tell right now. I mean, certainly we have some very talented male and female sprinters, but at the end of the day, we really don't know what we have yet until we get a little closer to the Games. We will have some European competitions coming up in the next couple of months or so as a bit of a warm-up, gives us a sense as to where we are by way of you know, what we can expect to happen in Rio if everything pans out. But I got to tell you, we do have, like I said, we have very talented sprinters. So it's just really a matter of them adapting and me, I guess, to some extent, making sure that we've got the right combination of athletes on the track on that day. And then pretty much they have to make sure that they get the job done.
How does it feel for you to be on the other side and part of selecting the athletes as opposed to vying for one of those spots?
You know what? It feels great. I love this side. I mean, while it does carry its degree of stresses, just like being an athlete and being out there as a coach or a person kind of working to facilitate everything the athlete needs to perform, it's a bit stressful, but nonetheless, it's a job that you know, I signed up for, so I certainly am more than ready for the task.
But do you still get the same kind of rush you used to get as an athlete, or?
You know what? I do. I just don't get, again, when I was an athlete, I had a little more control because when I ran the backstretch on our national team, I controlled two exchanges. In this sense, I really have no control. Once the athletes leave the warm-up track and they're gone to the call room, you're just hoping that you've given them all the tools and all the information that they need to go out there and make smart decisions and do things automatically well. And hopefully perform when it counts.
How has the sport changed since you competed? Are there major differences now?
You know what? I would think that the biggest difference from when I competed was the social media aspect of it. Media has always been there, but the social media in terms of all the various modes of communication that athletes and coaches and various individuals have at their disposal has just increased exponentially. It's just been unbelievable. And I think when you have that, then you have far more people that are interested and focused on what's happening. That's both good and bad. But I think ultimately it's good for the sport. It's good for the athletes performing.
So you're mostly focusing on the medal contenders, but the Rio contenders for Athletics Canada. But you also train individual or sort of general public athletes. Can you talk a bit about your company, Golden Forum Fitness?
Sure. I work with athletes of all ages and range of talent. Athletes that are interested in getting fast, getting fit. Either you're preparing for, football, soccer, baseball, hockey, you name it. They're all tied in. The fundamentals are all the same in terms of just becoming generally fit and able to do the one thing that you're specializing in. So through Golden Form, we offer various training packages that are, tailored to the athlete, to the level of the athlete. And again, I've been doing this for a few years. And again, it's a lot of athletes that come through. They come through with various range of talent and ability. So we work to get them ready to play the sport that they're designed for.
So it's basically open to any Ottawa athlete interested in improving.
Absolutely.
And for more information, they can go to goldenformfitness.ca.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Glenroy. Best of luck to you and your athletes in Rio. And thanks for everything you're doing to get Canada on the podium again.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.